is Owen Schroyer, and this is the InfoWars War Room. Broadcasting live on this Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 41 days till the presidential election. And there's a couple of developments that we have right now that we have been warning about, that we have been afraid was going to happen. Now, it's not quite as bad as it could be, but when you see this, you see where it's going. So it's like we have a trajectory with Donald Trump. We have a trajectory with the American people coming together, the Renaissance, the awakening, whatever you want to call it, that has a trajectory. And then the deep state, the corrupt plans of a corporate global government, and all the other factions and entities of that, they have their own trajectories, and a couple of them are coming to fruition. So when you have NATO putting out public releases and doing preparations for World War III, that's bad. That's a trajectory of war. That's a trajectory that the corrupt establishment wants us on, because it gives governments more powers during the war, more controls. It culls the population. They can basically reshape geographies if they can afterwards, as far as countries, sovereign nation states. So that's kind of their own agenda with their own trajectories, versus the people of the world that want peace, that want prosperity, that are sick of wars. And really, I think you could make the philosophical argument that war in the 21st century is no longer necessary. I mean, we don't need to fight for land. We don't need to fight for resources. I mean, with technology and innovation and the advancement of the human species, we can work all this out. We have plenty. So war is something entirely different. But you got that building over here with that trajectory. Then you have, here in the United States of America, you've got our own deep state that is against Trump, trying to get Trump killed, trying to steal another election from him, trying to put him in prison. But then they also kind of want to, maybe if they can, foment this political violence that they've also been doing for 8 years. And they would love to have some sort of an event that they can blame on Trump supporters. And so they're reporting shots fired into Kamala Harris's Arizona campaign office. Cops are investigating. Now, I'm going to tell you what's really going on here, because my guess is they'll probably make a huge story of this tonight on their nightly news. But let's dig in and see what this really is. Now, we'll compare and contrast this story to how they cover the assassination attempts against Donald Trump. And I mean, really, that'll tell you the true story. Now, we got a lot of important guests today as well, including coming up in studio, the great documentary work. They've released their footage today. Such an important work that Carlos Arellano and Anthony Rubin are doing. They're in studio today. InformantCarlos.com, Real Muckraker on X and YouTube. I mean, these guys have just done incredible work. So much whistleblowing, so much undercover activity. Great to have them in studio today. Where are the 325,000 missing children? Well, because of the work that they've done, we actually can answer that question, at least to some extent, more so than anybody in Congress will, more so than anybody in the DHS will. And then we're going to have an anti-human trafficking broadcaster on in the third hour to talk about some of the latest revelations with this Diddy story, which is just crazy.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Election Day countdown, 40 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes. Stay tuned right here at Infowars.com/show, at band.video, at Infowars on X, at Real Alex Jones on X, at Owen Schroyer 1776 on X, at Infowars on Rumble 24/7 live stream for all election news. In what now everybody is saying is the most important election in American history. And maybe that's true every election. It's kind of just like with every birthday, you get older. So it's like, yeah, every election is maybe the most important election. Things get more serious. But there's no doubt the weight and the repercussions of this election are the most important in modern American history. No doubt about it. Because you're on the verge of the end of the republic as we know it versus the restoration thereof. You're on the verge of World War III, which I don't think we really even know what that would look like. I mean, worst case, best case, it's not good. Versus restoring world peace and diplomacy. And that's what's really going on, and a lot of people are seeing it now. That's what's at stake. That's what this vote is about. So the Democrats want to obfuscate and say, oh, this is about abortion, or this is about transgender, or this is about whatever other issue that they're talking about, protecting our democracy. No, that is not what this election is about, and it's really not even about right-wing values to an extent. It's really not even about conservative values, actually. It's all about, do we get a republic? Do we get a free nation state? Do we get a prosperous economy? Do we get a chance at peace? Do we get basic common sense? Do we get people that tell the truth? Or do we get people that lie? So that's what this election is all about. It's not even about politics. Good versus evil, you might say. I would say World War III is pretty evil, especially when it's being run by a group of war whores that think they're just going to basically come out of it with more power than ever and then use it as a crisis to kind of reshape the world as we know it, and then come out of it on the other side, hundreds of millions dead, maybe more. And then they come out of it on the other side with the corporate world government ready to go. all the new technology for surveillance and control, and they'll do all this damage to the planet, and they'll blame it on you and say it's from climate change. And they sit back and they scheme all these things out because they don't value humanity. They don't believe in the human soul. They don't believe in God and divine creation. They basically look at it as jungle. You're in the jungle with these sick freaks that want to eat you. And you know, every once in a while they let you know, don't they? Every once in a while they get up there on TED Talks and they say, well, we need to get the human population down as close to zero as possible. And the crowd laughs. And by the way, here's a magical mosquito I made in a lab. or we're going to have microchips and we're going to put them under your body and they're going to monitor and track you in real time, and they can tell whether you have a vaccine or not, or how much meat you've had. And if you don't have the vaccine and you ate some steak, well, then we will shut down your digital ID and wallet, and you won't be able to buy, and you won't be able to have air conditioning or heat or get access into your bug pod. Yeah, I kind of like steak. I kind of like barbecues with my neighbors. I kind of like going to ball games and sporting events and concerts and a golf course, or, you know, maybe going to somebody's house that's out on a ranch or out on a lake and just sitting there enjoying nature and not having to worry about some government spying on me. Am I breaking the law? That's what's for stake in this election. Now, I want to just cover this and explain what's really going on. And I mean, I don't think it's too bold of a prediction. We'll see what happens, if they really want to make a big thing of this or not. And that'll kind of tell the story of itself. We know the Democrats, the mainstream media, they're looking for anything to sit here and point the finger at Trump and point the finger at Trump supporters. So January 6th was their big day. The federal plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer in Michigan was another one of their deals, smaller scale, but like that's the kind of stuff they want to run. But they want something like that, and then they want to point the finger at Trump, point the finger at Trump supporters, and then just, you know, whatever means necessary can just eradicate them. That's what they say on television. I've got a Biden administrator on MSNBC, or no, it was, well, we'll play the clip, saying, I just wish we would eliminate Trump and his supporters. Hey, that's fine. I'm sure you didn't mean kill us all, but can you imagine if Trump said it? So I'm not going to play this game, but they want to point the finger at us and say, we're violent. We need to tone down the rhetoric, when again, that's them. They're the ones trying to get Trump killed. They're the ones trying to get Trump supporters assaulted in the streets. So this was last night, late last night. So it wasn't going to make the mainstream news last night. We'll see if it does tonight. Shots fired into Kamala Harris' campaign office in Arizona. Cops are investigating, raises concerns. Now, these are the headlines. So let's just, for the purpose of understanding propaganda here, you're probably hearing this for the first time. These are the headlines. You search that into any search engine or even just Kamala Harris campaign office, that's what you're going to see. Shots fired into Kamala Harris campaign office. So what goes through your head when you hear that? What's going through your head right now? Shots fired into Kamala Harris office. What's going through your head? Well, probably somebody's firing a gun into the offices and smashing windows, or, you know, you're thinking gun violence, drive-by, whatever. That's what you're thinking. And that's the intent of the headline. Now, here's what's really going on. This is in Tempe, Arizona. Tempe police said in a statement, this is the second time criminal damage occurred at the office and that the front windows were shot with what appears to be a BB or a pellet gun. Okay. Now, if I roll around with an airsoft gun and fire it out the window at something, can you say shots fired? Absolutely. Sure. Shots fired. I'm riding around and I've got an airsoft gun. I've got a pellet gun, a BB gun, and I'm firing at things. Now, this isn't to necessarily minimize. I'm just saying, let's put things into perspective. And I'm certainly not promoting this, but how many people out there as kids played with airsoft guns or BB guns or shot their friends with them? I don't know. Maybe kids don't do that anymore. We certainly did when I was kids. So they want the interpretation when you see this to think, oh, somebody's riding around with a gun, a handgun, doing a drive-by, firing into the Harris campaign office, trying to hurt someone, kill someone. It's a bullet going through the window. And the truth is, it's probably some stupid teenagers with an airsoft gun driving by at midnight laughing. Now, again, I'm not saying that, I'm not encouraging that behavior. It's obviously bad, but let's just put things into perspective. This is not some psychotic Trump supporter riding around with a handgun firing bullets into Kamala Harris's campaign office. That's what they want you to think. It's probably some goofy teenagers riding around in an airsoft gun or a BB gun, and maybe they fired at the office for some reason. Maybe they like Trump. I don't know. But that's probably what's going on here. So we'll see if they try to blow this out of proportion or not. But okay, again, what's the interpretation? Headline, Kamala Harris office shot. Do you remember the headlines when Trump actually got shot by a sniper on a roof in an assassination attempt? Do you remember the headlines? Trump shaken after random noise. Trump off the campaign stage after he hears a pop in the crowd. Remember that? You remember that? So see, they know most people aren't going to read a story. They know most people are just going to get a push notification, and that's it. So they want you to see, oh my gosh, shots fired in the Harris campaign. Oh my gosh, somebody's driving by, shooting bullets, shooting handguns. Oh, they're trying to kill him. And then when somebody actually tries to kill Donald Trump in an assassination attempt, they say, Trump taken off stage after weird noise in the crowd. See what they do? See how they do that? And the truth is, most people, I mean, maybe it's 50-50. Most people will not look any further, won't look into it at all. And that just first impression, that's what they read, that's what they get. That's how the propaganda works. That's how the corrupt mainstream media works. They do it intentionally. There is intent there. It is a conscious deception of the audience. That's what they do. And it's always skewed, isn't it? And it's always skewed against Trump or skewed against this or skewed against this policy or skewed against this political value or approach. It's always the same thing. So you compare and contrast two headlines. Shots fired into Kamala Harris' office. You're thinking, wow, drive-by shooting, bullet, shattered glass. It's probably an airsoft gun and a stupid teenager. Pops in the crowd at Trump rally, leads him off stage. You think it was maybe a balloon or something. See what they do? See what they do? But nonetheless, they won't even report on the dozens of situations at GOP headquarters where people actually throw bricks through the window, do smashes into the building. That actually goes on. They don't even report on that. Because you can look at the most deranged people on the far right, and everybody's got them. Let's be fair. Everybody's got them. You can look at the most deranged people on the far right, and even they are very, there is a low level of a chance that they're going to engage in any sort of violence like that at an isolated level. I mean, they might go fall for some federal entrapment scheme and go shoot guns in the woods or something. But even when they try to do that, there's like 20 feds and they can get two random guys to do it. Psychotic leftists will actually go out and burn things down on their own accord. Psychotic leftists will actually go out in a car and throw a brick through a GOP campaign window, GOP headquarters. They'll go out and tear down statues and defecate venerable objects. They'll do that on their own accord. They don't need a federal entrapment. They don't need any encouragement. They don't sit back and think, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. So that's the difference here. But they always twist it. Now, moving on. We have no justice system in this country. Or it is very rare that you get justice in a courtroom anymore. Very rare. And I'm not commenting on the legal situation here at InfoWars. I would go back and watch Alex Jones' show today for the total update. And I'm not going to be doing any updates on that. You can go follow Alex Jones for that and listen to his show every day. But I will say this. I mean, you want to see how the scales of justice are completely imbalanced. Just look at what they've done to Alex Jones. Compared to the mainstream media that lies about weapons of mass destruction, vaccines safe and effective, Russia collusion hoax, Hunter Biden laptop isn't real, babies in incubators. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But let's get specific. Here's Kamala Harris. Now, remember, it was Monday's show where I talked about these campaign ads, all the Democrat campaign ads, and the whole hit piece is, it's Trump's Project 2025. Well, that is a blatant lie. That is an abject lie. Everybody knows that's a lie. That's a conscious lie. That's actual defamation by definition. By almost all 50 states' legal standards, that is libel, slander, or defamation. To sit here and know it's a lie and then put it out to do harm to somebody. So how much do they owe Donald Trump? Based off the Alex Jones standard. How much do they owe Donald Trump for all the libel, slander, and defamation? The number doesn't even exist. So they're at it again. It's Kamala Harris. She posted this. Or whoever runs her social media account, I suppose. The top priority as president will be to lower costs on everyday essentials. Okay, we all know the irony about that. She's in the White House. Every price has gone up. The difference between my plan and Donald Trump's Project 2025. Tell me how that's not defamation or libel. Donald Trump's Project 2025, posted on her social media account. They know it's not Donald Trump's. They know he's disavowed it. They know he has nothing to do with it. There is congressional testimony from people who were involved in it that said he had nothing to do with it. And they can still come out and publish this with no repercussions. And they can still come out and run political ads in every state with no repercussions. Hey, if I'm Donald Trump, the last thing I want is more litigation. I get it. And that's the difference between, it's another fundamental difference really between the American right and the American left. The American left loves litigation. They love government activity. They love getting into a courtroom. They love any way that they can try to sabotage you, any way they can try to destroy you, any way they can just try to put you through a painful process. They don't care. They're into that crap. Conservatives, right-wingers, we're not into that crap. We don't want to go into a courtroom. We don't want to deal with the government. We don't want to go after somebody to try to destroy them in litigation. We're not interested in that. We want to live our lives and be left alone. Liberals love this crap. That's why you have all these famous attorneys that get all these high-profile cases. They're almost always liberal Democrats. Always. Because they love this crap. They love getting you tied up in the system. They love the death by a thousand cuts. But again, where are the scales of justice here? And they're going to go after Donald Trump now in the latest attacks. It's like not even news anymore. They just sue Donald Trump every day. It's like not even news. They sue Donald Trump. They charge Donald Trump. They charged him again yesterday. Some Soros group of Haitians, literally, you can't make this up. A Soros-backed Haitian group When do you think that started? What, like a month ago? It's like not even news anymore. It's like, oh, yeah, they shot Trump again. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, they charged Trump with more crimes. Oh, okay. So, oh, yeah, you know, Trump's back in court. Yeah. Not even news. Just what we deal with. Just what you deal with. Just, that's the norm. You're a Republican. You're a conservative. You're an anti-establishment type. You're a truth teller. Like, oh, yeah, they're just going to try to kill you, shut you down, throw you in prison. It's just like, yeah, that's just what happens in America now. Don't you know? That's just what happens. Not even news. And then Kamala Harris can come out on her official account on X and blatantly, consciously tell an abject lie about Donald Trump. And no one's going to sue her. In fact, guys, you know what? Here's what he's having. Pull that tweet back up. And this won't even make a difference because we're fighting this election in the court systems anyway. I'm just saying this is ridiculous. Pull this thing back up. This needs to be community noted immediately. Immediately. How do you even do that? See, that's how I hate this process crap. I don't even think I've ever community noted somebody. I'm going to do this in the break. I encourage everybody to community note this tweet right now. I want everybody in my audience to community note this tweet right now. I want to see a community note on this tweet by tomorrow, if not the end of the show. If it's the end of the show, let's give ourselves a round of applause and a pat on the back. Everybody hearing this, I'll do it in the break. Everybody hearing this, I want this community noted. I want to see a community note on that tweet from presidential candidate Kamala Harris that says Donald Trump has disavowed Project 2025. Congressional record says he's not involved in 2025, and he has nothing to do with Project 2025. I want that lying politician Kamala Harris community noted. Nobody else will do it. They won't do it in the mainstream media. They won't do it in the court system. So we, the American people, have to do it. And thanks to Elon Musk, we have a platform to do so. Everybody community note this. This is a blatant abject lie. They know it's a blatant abject lie. And that's all they have. That's all they have. What's the truth about Kamala Harris and the economy? 20% inflation. 20% cost of living increase. Housing prices go up, energy bills go up, gas prices go up. But don't worry. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can come in here and get everything for free. So the American suffers financially. The American is struggling financially, getting crushed. The illegal immigrant comes in here and gets everything for free. And now Kamala Harris is going to do a border event. It might be today. Kamala Harris, I think, is going to go to the border for the first time. Is it her first time? Maybe second time. And she's going to go stand in front of Trump's wall. She's going to go stand in front of the wall that Trump built that they canceled the construction on, still had to pay the contracts because they were already signed. So all the resources were bought, all the contracts were signed, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they just canceled it, still paid the bill. And now she's going to go down to the border and stand in front of that wall and say, I'm the president of border security. And Trump and the Republicans caused this open border crisis. That's all they have is lies. And if their lies don't work, they cheat. And if their cheating doesn't work, they try to sue and imprison. And if that doesn't work, well, they let somebody on the roof get a shot. Or they let somebody hide out in the bushes at a golf course and get a shot. Or wherever's next.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. We'll be right back.
John, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Republican, independent, everybody. Stop talking about how unfit Trump is. 43 days. Now it's time to just go, go, go. God love you and bless.
That's a big event. Republicans for Harris. I'm sure they're Republicans too. I'm sure they're all registered Republicans. I'm sure they all voted Republican before. Yeah, I'm sure. All 50 of them there at that Democrat event. Okay, so, again, we're not up against Kamala Harris. We're up against a battle for this election in the courts. We're up against who gets to vote, how the votes get tallied. That's really what we're up against. I think Trump probably wins 45 states, maybe all states, if we have a real election that's not rigged. But that's where we're at. Now, this is Biden's Secretary of Commerce. This is what we were talking about earlier. You need to tone down the rhetoric. You need to tone down the rhetoric. Oh, what about Biden? This is the Biden administration. Here's her rhetoric on MSNBC Clip 7.
He says is the opposite. It's just another lie. Like, how did we get here? Let's extinguish him for good. We have an answer. We have a remarkably talented candidate.
Oh, she's so remarkable.
Who's sincere, who's pragmatic, who's open.
Pragmatic?
Let's just get it done.
Oh, she's open. All right. She's the open prostitute. She's open, all right. Open borders, too. Yeah. Now, there's another interesting clip from MSNBC that tells you how their January 6th narrative is going, and it's not good. And I guess they've maybe even abandoned it to an extent because they realize it's not working. I mean, it'll always linger, and they'll always use it against Trump and Trump supporters and this reverse reality that it's the right wing that's violent when it's the left wing. But MSNBC was asking voters about it, and they didn't even know anything about it, not much about it. They didn't even know the date. Clip 6.
Pavan, talk to me about your level of interest in the criminal charges and so forth.
February 6th?
January 6th.
So I remember that day. I know he was the standing president. I'm not familiar with the charges that are being brought against him for that. I'm not following that charge or the... I know there's multiple court cases going on. I'm just not familiar with it.
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a factor in deciding who to vote for.
No.
Okay, so when I say January 6th, what do you think?
Oh, I just remember seeing it on the news, like all the riots and stuff. Don't really know what it was about or what happened, though.
How did it make you feel when you saw it?
I don't know. I don't really feel any way about it. People showed their emotion, I guess. Probably in the wrong way, but it happened.
Who here is...
So, look, that's like a town hall kind of focus group that they do for their TV show. They have all kinds of focus groups they do just like that behind the scenes, the Democrats specifically. And that's how they kind of determine what narrative they want to go with or what narrative they want to drop or what issue they want to pick up, what issue they want to drop is they do the focus groups like that. Sometimes it's in person, sometimes it's digitally, sometimes it's over the phone. And so that's kind of how they dictate, like, okay, where do we go next? What issue do we hit on? Where do we hit Trump on? Do we go in on January 6th? Do we drop back on January 6th? And that's how they take their tactics. And, you know, this is also the thing they hate about Trump. But see, it's bigger than that, actually. They hate Trump because he can just go up there and speak for an hour or two. He doesn't even need a teleprompter. So he's got probably like 30 minutes, 40 minutes of a teleprompter speech loaded up. And then he speaks for 2 hours just having fun. Kamala Harris can barely even talk. She's a total phony. In fact, there's a new Kamala Harris clip that just came out, another word salad. She was speaking at an event. The crew can probably find it. It's probably going to go viral here if it hasn't already. A Kamala Harris word salad. Maybe we'll have it before the end of the segment. And so it's the same thing. Kamala Harris goes off script and she says, and the bus would pick us up from school and then it would drop us off at school. And that's why we ride the bus. The time passed signifies how much time has passed. That's Kamala Harris off teleprompter. But that's what I'm saying. Everything these political schemers do is like measured and packaged and focus grouped. And it's just like they have all this time. And it's like this is all a delivery and a package and a bow on it. And it's, yeah, none of it's organic. None of it is real. None of it is themselves. It's all astroturf. It's all fake. Trump just gets up there and he's like, oh, teleprompter, yeah, whatever. Let's talk about paper straws. Doesn't work for me. I don't know about you. Not for me, though. That's Donald Trump. So they're just like Trump doesn't do focus groups. Trump doesn't figure out, what narrative works, what doesn't. Trump doesn't have to read off a teleprompter. Trump has, it's just open pasture Donald Trump for politics. And they just can't even wrap their head around it. It drives them nuts. Kamala is by far the most packaged ever. I mean, Biden struggled because he's just mentally gone. I mean, back in the day, he wasn't that bad. I mean, he was never a bright guy, but he wasn't that bad. But Kamala is just the most packaged astroturf politician ever. Ever. I mean, Hillary Clinton was at least smart enough where she could get up there in a debate and lean into policy and retort. Kamala can't do any of that. All she has is these wicked resting bitch face things and just all lies, and it's just all so astroturf, it's just unbelievable. So that, but see, it's the same thing in the media. It's the same thing in the media, folks. And, you know, this whole story about George Soros buying up all these talk radio stations, 200 under an umbrella, you know, I'm not surprised. I don't know what impact it really has. Talk radio is kind of a dying medium. The only way you really survive in talk radio now is if you're on a big flagship station that has loyal listeners in a city. If you have a large listening audience already with a popular name that's been around for a long time. Or if you're able to not just rely on the talk radio terrestrial radio medium, but also have social media and podcasts and YouTube and everything else, then you can kind of build and survive. But I mean, talk radio as something, because where do people go? Where would people traditionally go and listen to the radio? Well, they'd be in their car. Well, now everybody's got satellite radio, Bluetooth on their cell phone. So there's all these options. So the terrestrial radio is kind of a dying medium, but it's not worthless. If it was, then Soros wouldn't be going after it. So they're going to buy up all these stations. They're going to syndicate all the Democrat Party propaganda in swing states. And so that's what they're trying to do here before the election. And then they rigged the whole thing and said, oh, let's just not go through the normal process and just give it to Soros. We got 40 days till the election. Let's make sure we just green light this and get it done before then. And so that's what they've done. But here's what I'm talking about. Whether it's Alex Jones, I mean, that's why I wanted to work at InfoWars, but whether it's Alex Jones or whether it's Tucker Carlson, maybe it's a conservative thing just because we have higher IQs than liberals. I don't know. But to sit down in an open format like this without a teleprompter, mainstream media people really can't do that. And a lot of people in media, when they find out there's no teleprompters around here, they don't even believe it. It came up in these court cases. They're like, oh, these lawyers asked me, like, well, was it on your teleprompter? I'm like, oh, teleprompter? There's not a single teleprompter in these offices. We have four studios. There are zero teleprompters. And really, these mainstream talking heads, they're kind of jealous because they couldn't do a show without a teleprompter. I mean, look at Bill O'Reilly in the famous video when his teleprompter's malfunctioning. He doesn't know what to do. He rips his earpiece out. He starts screaming. And notice Bill O'Reilly totally fell off the map when he was off Fox News. Totally irrelevant now. So you see, that's part of the reason why they hate Trump, why they hate Alex Jones, is because you just put these men out in an open pasture and it's like free reign. They know what to do. It's organic. You put a leftist, a Democrat, a liberal in an open pasture, they look around, they don't know what the hell to do. They need somebody to guide them and prep them and put all the makeup on them and point them in the right direction. They're lost. They don't know what to do. So anyway, let's look at some of this other news. Yeah, they even had teleprompters for Kamala Harris's Oprah interview. That's how pathetic. Remember when they had Hayley Williams from Paramore up on the stage at the iHeart Musical Awards? She's doing some anti-Trump Project 2025 rant. Turns out she had a script, too, right in front of her there. They can't do anything organic. They're not smart enough. But you know what it really is? They don't care. See, I can talk about my values, my principles, policies I like, policies I don't like, political issues I can get into. I can do that because I actually care. I actually know how I feel. These liberals can't do that. They don't know how they feel. They have to have someone else tell them how to feel. They can't open up on policy. They don't know policy. They pretend to care and they regurgitate what they're told. I guarantee you this is the damn clip. Is it 30 seconds? So here's your latest Kamala Harris word salad. I mean, so Trump off teleprompter, hilarious, fun, has a flow. Here's Kamala Harris off teleprompter.
We need to guard that spirit. We have to guard that spirit. Let it always inspire us. Let it always be the source of our optimism, which is that spirit that is so uniquely American. And let that then inspire us by helping us to be inspired to solve the problems that so many face, including our small business owners.
Good Lord. How many times did she say spirit and inspired in a 30-second clip? I mean, this is the most phony AstroTurf packaged politician there has ever been, ever. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. It's like these women, oh, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. She's a woman. That's the woman you want? She's a dingbat. She probably polished doorknobs to get into politics, if you know what I mean, and she wasn't a maid. That's who you want? There's no inspiration, spirit, and guidance. Meh. That's what you want? This phony, packaged... She can't even be honest about her own heritage? Comes from slave owners? That's just the truth. Is that who you want for the first woman? Really? A woman who can't even talk? Spirit guidance. It's like, hey, Tulsi Gabbard. That's a woman that I'd say, yeah, if you're a woman, you want to see your first president, you can be proud of that. You can be proud of that. That's a good representation to say this is the first female president. I don't agree with all her policies, but I mean, that'd be someone I could see women saying, hey, I'd be proud if that was the first female president. Kamala Harris? Jeez. That's what you got? Really embarrassing. But look at this. It's all emotional with these people. It's all emotional. And I should probably even get further into this. But this is what I'm talking about. This is a woman watching Kamala Harris on Oprah. And I mean, it's just so overwhelming. Oh, yeah, because Oprah's such a great person. You guys love billionaires as long as they're liberal Democrats. Then they're the greatest thing ever. Like Oprah, and she's just so overwhelmed by this interview, and she just breaks down. Yeah, this is really good. People like this should definitely vote. Clip 12.
Oprah and Kamala have me crying. It's like the nostalgia of Oprah in the 90s after high school, but like with the hope of today with Kamala, and there's a Swiftie right behind him. I love it so much.
So, that's not parody, folks. Now, I get a little emotional. I get a little, the emotional heartstrings pulled a little bit when there's a guy talking about how his father died. And Donald Trump's father came to the house and said, I'm going to make sure your kids can finish school, even though their father just died and you can't afford to pay for it. I'm gonna make sure they finish school. Here's the payments for the rest of the semester so they can finish. That kind of tugs at my heartstrings a little bit. When Donald Trump goes before his rally to the young boy that has a rare brain disorder and his family and brings him a gift, that kind of tugs at my heartstrings a little bit. When Donald Trump is speaking and there's a crowd of disabled people and a couple of these people, I believe they had Down syndrome, come up on the stage and they all hug and laugh and have a great time. That kind of tugs at my heartstrings a little bit. Kamala Harris just has to show up and cackle on TV with Oprah and these people break down. And it's all fake. Yeah. I mean, come on. How can you not like that? Here they come. And then they come. Bum rush him. But see, that's real. That's organic. That's a great find by the crew. I mean, let's go ahead. Go ahead. Do we have the audio too? Can we start it from the top? Yeah. I mean, come on. Does it get any better than that? It's with Oprah. It was so nostalgic. You mean like the Oprah that used to have Donald Trump on? You mean like the Oprah that told Donald Trump to run for president in the 90s? Remember that? Oh. Or do you mean like the Oprah that hangs out with Harvey Weinstein and gives young girls to Harvey and P. Diddy? Which Oprah? Which Oprah is nostalgic for you? That's real. That's organic. That's not forced. That's real humanity. That's the human touch. Not some fake forced interview on Oprah that's scripted, teleprompters. Oh my God, Oprah, Kamala, I get so much hope. Oh yeah, the economy's been great under Kamala Harris. Oh yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, look at baller. So that's your difference right there. All right, let's move on. Let's move on here. Bay Area activists canvass Nevada to flip state to a progressive majority, elect Harris Walz. A recent report from CBS News reveals that a progressive nonprofit out of the Bay Area, that's California, sent their communist sympathizing activists to Nevada to canvass on behalf of Nevada Democrats and the Harris Walz campaign. That's our friend Megan Barth at thenevadaglobe.com with the story. Oh, the Democrats are paying to bus people from California to canvass for Kamala Harris in Nevada. Isn't that something? Seed the vote. Digging deeper, look at this. Into the roots of Seed the Vote, the far left of center organization, is a project of Everyday People PAC. Both Emily Lee and the director of Everyday People PAC, Lee Timley, worked for the nonprofit Chinese Progressive Association out of San Francisco. Influence Watch reveals that the Chinese Progressive Association aligns with the values with revolutionary communist groups, including the Communist Chinese Party. Is that collusion? Is that foreign collusion? Is that foreign influence? Just curious. I mean, I don't know. Let's see. You're sending California Democrats to Nevada. How much are you paying them? You're sending California Democrats to Nevada to campaign for Kamala Harris. That's what you're doing. Okay. All right. Let's check in on Speaker Mike Johnson, who is so much worse than Kevin McCarthy at this point. It's sad. I mean, you thought Kevin McCarthy was bad. This guy's even worse. So he passes the CR. He says it's going to go through December. Thomas Massie predicted the whole thing and how he sets it up right before Christmas, so he forces the vote. So it's all just politics as usual. Mike Johnson might as well have a Democrat behind his name. Chuck Schumer might as well be the Speaker of the House with this deal. Can't even get the SAVE Act passed. But let's go back in time. This was November 2023. Here's what Speaker Johnson said then in clip 8.
Committed to never being in this situation again. I'm done with short-term CRs. We're resolved. Oh. So what that means is you're going to see in the beginning of this next year, we'll be walking and chewing gum at the same time. We're going to get the appropriations process running on time as it's supposed to be under law. The Budget Control Act of 1974 has very specific provisions in there on how this is to be done. Congress hasn't done that for as long as we can remember. But we're going to get back to that because that's good stewardship. The American people deserve it. And the debt situation we find ourselves in necessitates that. So let me go over here and I'll go back for it.
Wow. So he says that with an Israeli flag lapel pin. That should be illegal. He says that with an Israeli flag lapel pin while I'm sitting in a jail, while I'm sitting in a federal prison in his district. He says that. He's done with continued resolutions. He's done putting these bills on the desk right before holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's wrong. It's unethical. The American people don't deserve it. And then what does he do a year later? He does the exact same thing. He does the exact same thing. And now he says, this is good for the American people. This is what the American people want. And he can't even get the SAVE Act passed. Mike Johnson. It gets worse. It gets worse. Can you believe it? It gets worse from this guy? Jim Jordan pitches renewal of weaponization of government committee after Mike Johnson wavers. Mike Johnson has been asked to continue the weaponization of government committee, and he said he's not interested. He doesn't want it to continue. So now Jim Johnson, the House Judiciary Committee chair, is having to make the case to renew the committee. Wow. So let's just put it all on the table here with Speaker Johnson. He lied to you about short-term continued resolution bills. He lied to you about not putting it on your congressman's desk before Christmas to force a signature. Now he wants to get rid of the weaponization committee after Donald Trump has had two assassination attempts. And we can't even get honesty. They just came out. I didn't even print this story. The Senate just came out. See, they're not even covering this stuff. The Senate just came out with their first report on their investigation into the assassination attempt. And they're like, there's some serious problems here. They interviewed Secret Service agents. They interviewed local police officers. Folks, none of their stories were adding up. Secret Service agents had two different testimonies, three different testimonies, four different testimonies. Local police officers had all different testimonies. None of them lined up with the Secret Service and the local police. The Secret Service testimonies didn't line up. And Speaker Mike Johnson wants to get rid of the weaponization of government committee as they're weaponizing the government against Donald Trump, the Republican candidate for president, so badly that they're probably trying to have him killed, if not directly involved in it. And they're standing down at a rally, and they're standing down at a golf course. So Speaker Johnson is just, I mean, this is just miserable. This guy is miserable. Can't get the SAVE Act. Gonna give the continued resolution right before Christmas. Wants to end the weaponization of government committee even after they try to kill Donald Trump. Great job, Mike Johnson. Did anybody see the news? When did Johnson become a Democrat?
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.